Ian Hamden, personnel manager, is chairman of the welfare committee meeting. Miss Prince, Miss Tappitt, Mr. Biggs. Well, I think everyone's here, except the company secretary, Mr. Buckhurst. I'm afraid he can't join us this morning because he has to meet the mayor for the opening of the new factory extension. By the way, we'll have to be fairly brief if we're to be down there before 11. We don't want to miss the official opening, do we?
No, we don't.
Good. Well, let's take the minutes of the last meeting as read, if you agree.
Oh, good. Yes.
Now, the first item on today's agenda arises out of the last meeting. It was agreed by the committee to collect reactions from the staff to the new canteen and the new serving counters, which were designed to speed up the rate of service. Miss Tappitt, you undertook to find out about this.
Everyone seemed to be very satisfied, Mr. Hamden.
Are there any complaints?
Oh, there were a few silly ones, but nothing serious. Most people think it's a great improvement on the old canteen.
Good. Next, the suggestion was made that all wages should in future be paid by cheque instead of in cash. Mr. Biggs undertook to inquire into this. Well, Roy?
I made quite extensive inquiries, Mr. Hamden. Some people didn't object to the idea. They understood the point about safety, but the majority of people, especially the male staff, didn't want to hear about it. They like to see their money. Most of them asked when they'd have time to go to a bank.
Their wives could draw the money from the bank.
Most men prefer to handle their own money, Miss Prince.
In my view, that is a very old-fashioned attitude.
Maybe, but that is the majority opinion.
I gather there's not much point in pursuing this matter. Anyway, for the time being.
No, not really.
Well, next we come to the question of sports facilities, and I'd first like to make a statement about this. As you know, the management is seriously interested in using the area of land beyond the new extension. One suggestion is that some form of sports ground be provided. They ask the welfare committee to make recommendations. As a preliminary, I think we should put forward our own views on the matter. Roy, perhaps we could start with your opinion.
I think if there's enough money, that the land should be levelled and made into a football field. The majority of employees are men, and football is their favourite sport. I strongly recommend a football pitch.
It's true, Mr. Biggs, that there are more male than female employees in this firm, but still there are a lot of women. I think it would be most unfair if the men were given special treatment in this way.
What do you think, Miss Tappitt?
Me? Oh, I really don't know. Well, speaking for myself, I rather like things as they are. It's nice with the trees and the grass at lunchtime.
I think we should ask for suggestions from everyone first. Then we can take a ballot.
But if there's a ballot, the majority wins. I think more interest should be taken in minority opinions.
Maybe we can do that, depending on the cash available. But the first thing is to get information. Roy, would you be willing to make yourself responsible for getting suggestions from the staff?
Yes, all right.
Fine. Oh, look, it's 10 to 11. I think we'll have to adjourn if we want to hear the speeches. I think we've settled most of the business. Now, we'd better fix the date of the next meeting.